What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind.
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm Delaney Fisher.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
And the girls have trusted me with the intro today.
You did
so
really
thank you
well,
so much. I have
so
been rehearsing
well.
In my head since you said I was doing it. So good to be here. I'm really excited about this episode because this is basically our... a peek into what Patreon is about for
totally.
Us. Our Patreon episodes are so much fun, a little different to, you know, the normal Self-Helpless show,
mm-hmm.
a lot more uncensored and kind
yes.
of, you know, not so formatted and stuff.
Yeah. And it's all about you guys, the listeners,
yes.
because this is where we answer your emails is on the Patreon episode. So it's very different.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you guys don't know what Patreon is, if you missed some of the episodes we've talked about it, it's a membership platform where artists can sign up on this website and you can subscribe to your favorite artists or podcasts or whatever it is. So we are on there, patreon.com/selfhelpless. And we started this because we started receiving so many emails from all of you. With recommendations and feedback and advice questions and just, you know, a lot of you are experts in your own fields. And so you're, you know, giving us a lot of information that we wouldn't have known. And
yeah.
we like to share it with our listeners. But because we have all these other topics that we need to kind of get through on the main show, we wanted a place where we can exclusively answer all of your questions and give you shout outs directly.
Yeah.
And really take the time to dive into it, because when we were doing it on the normal episodes, we'd only have like maybe 15 minutes to do so. But now we can dive into some shit
yeah.
for like
yes.
a hard hour.
Oh, yeah. Also, people were writing in and being like, I'm so sad that I listened to your weekly episode, and then as soon as it's over, I have to wait a whole nother week to hear you guys again. And so this is another way. This is where we put bonus episodes every month, and so you can go binge more if you are like a diehard helpster and want more episodes.
Yeah.
And I know some of you are like, I don't want to pay $5 a month. I already have the weekly episodes. Here's how because I do spend extra money on things like this.
Yeah.
What if I like really love
mm-hmm.
a podcast or something? The way I've said it to sort of told myself like it's okay to spend this money is we're giving you minimum 2 hours of extra content a month, which means that's $5 for 2 hours. That's like renting a movie, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same amount of money. And also, it's $5 a month. It's like a cup of coffee at Starbucks. It's really not that much. And you're helping us get to a place where we can really focus on the podcast as much
yeah.
as we want to, because I know we put a lot of effort into this, you guys, but there's so much other stuff we want to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
There's, you know, we want to tour, we want to do live shows, we want to do more online content. We just, we want to take this to another level, but quite frankly, we can't do it without it being at least somewhat financially, supporting us.
Make a living elsewhere. Yeah. But we want this to be our full-time job.
Yes. This is keeping me and Kelsey in town more often. So can't, because it's a nightmare with our schedules. is a nightmare. To get the three of us together, it's a nightmare. To get the three of us and a guest is even more of a nightmare. Yeah. We've been trying to go on a triple date with our boyfriends for months. Like, we can't even do
that. Might happen in 2020.
It's a nightmare. So if this Patreon takes off and the bigger the podcast gets, please tell your friends, the more Kelsey and I can say no to, you know, these hamburger joints on the road that are like, can you come show off your wares for 20 disinterested people for $500 that you won't make back?
We pay in well drinks.
So everyone who's already joined the Patreon, thank you so much.
Seriously, thank you.
You are making our dreams come true. And just so you know, the Patreon, like, the main goal is so we go on tour. That is what the Patreon is helping us do.
Yeah, we want to come meet you guys.
Yeah, we don't want to wait around for somebody to give us a tour and be like, okay, here you go. We're making shit happen on our own. That's what this whole thing is about. This was our baby, our passion project that we've seen grow. And we're ready to come meet all of you face to face, you know? So, if people write in asking us, like, when are you guys going to go on tour together? When can I see all three of you at once? This is the fastest way to do it, is to support us via Patreon.
Right.
What we've been doing on there is been giving two bonus episodes per month. And we've also been doing fun little rewards here and there. Mm-hmm. We have gotten so much feedback about the Patreon episodes from all of you, and so many great ideas on how to expand it and how to, you know, basically get to reach our goal even quicker, the goal of going on the Self-Helpless Live Tour. So we have decided, big announcement, to create a new tier. So the one that you have currently is the $5 a month helpster tier. We are creating the This Is How We Live Now tier. Mm-hmm. And get a load of this, guys. This is what's in here.
Get a load of this.
This is what's in here. You get, if you sign up for the This Is How We Live Now tier, you get a lifetime supply of free tickets to any show that we are headlining and all Self-Helpless Live shows. So you get 4 tickets to any show you want. You can take advantage of this every weekend if you want. There's no limits. So tickets anytime you want for, you know, family, friends.
Yeah. You and 3 friends, you and your partner and another couple, whatever you want to do, but four tickets per show.
Yes, so very exciting. And then once you sign up for this tier, you'll be sent an exclusive helpster t-shirt. This helpster idea, the shirt idea, was one of our lovely listeners' ideas, which we absolutely had to do. So this t-shirt says helpster. You can't buy it anywhere. It's not going to be on our website for sale. The only way to get this shirt is to sign up for this tier on Patreon,
to be one of us. I want one.
This actually just happened in our secret
today,
group. They were talking about how, like, oh, we're all gonna come to your show in DC, right?
It's
like,
in the group today, people are like, okay, I'm going to Kelsey's show in Washington, DC. Who else is going? Like, how are we gonna be able to know if it's one of us, like another helpster? Do we just like randomly shout out a quote from the podcast?
Oh, and my
if
God.
You know it, then you come over or whatever. And so we were like, yeah, this is actually about to be a thing, that there will be exclusive shirts available.
Yes,
that if you come to one of our shows and you wear your shirt, other helpsters will be able to be like, yo, what's up? I'm a helpster too.
You guys are going to be able to identify each other. So and most importantly, we're going to be able to see you right away and know exactly who you are and know that, okay, you are the people that are directly making our dreams come true. I'm very excited about these
shirts. There are a lot of helpsters in DC.
Yeah.
Both times we went, I feel like there were people like, I just saw Kelsey, now I'm here. And I'm like, get over and press your body against my body.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So again, the tickets, the exclusive t-shirt, and then the individual rewards that we have been kind of tinkering with on the Patreon. These are not going to be exclusively for this Is How We Live Now tier. So Kelsey's going to do a face in space reward, where she is going to feng shui a room in your home, as well as a makeover on your body. Well, yeah, your face, I guess.
Guy, girl, doesn't matter. If it's a dude, I'll help you with, like, you know, manscaping, skincare, haircut, whatever you want. Yes, and then
beard oil.
Manscaping sounds like I'm talking about your genitals. I will have no involvement.
That'll be
with
a different tier.
But I just mean, like, you know, facial hair stuff.
It'll be a different tier.
You'd be paying me a lot of money if you want that. And then, girls, you know, I can help you with makeup tips or skincare, any of that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm very excited. Taylor's going to do what we like to call the jammin' journal.
It sounds so lame. But basically, yeah, I'm good. I've been thinking a lot about this. I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm going to be in Maine for a week next week, not doing shows. So I think I'm going to do the journal that week. Basically, I'm going to make one of you a personalized journal. If you've ever seen, like, bullet journals on Pinterest and you're like, that's really cool. I wish I was more artistic and had the time and self-esteem to do that for myself. That's how I feel also. And the only way that I'm ever going to make one of these beautiful creations is if I am doing it for one of you, our beautiful listeners, because I have tried to make my own so many times and I get a few pages into it and I'm like, Taylor, you have stuff to do. And it's so much fun though. Like, it's so, like, artistic and fun. And I love journals that have, like, little prompts in them to tell you, like, you know, help you remember things and, like, write down memories and dreams you had and how you're feeling at that point. Like, I love it. I'm so into the journaling thing. So I'm going to make you, like, a personalized scrapbook journal.
Awesome. And then I will be doing Dating and Dick, which is inspired by a lot of you. And so I will be giving, like, either dating advice, one-on-one dating advice, mm-hmm. or a lot of people have asked me to, like, help punch up their online, like, dating profiles because I have years of experience with online dating and I
you basically
know
made my OkCupid profile.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I know the tips and tricks, man. Yeah. So yeah, I'll be basically giving you some kind of dating advice or helping your profile and then sending you one of my dick mugs that I hand paint. So those rewards are only for that This Is How We Live Now tier. It's going to kind of alternate monthly. So 1 month you're going to get a journal from Taylor. Somebody's going to win that. Yeah. Next month, Kelsey, and so on. So those are part of this tier as well. And then
individual rewards are a raffle.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah.
But if you join this tier, I mean,
soon.
There's such a small number of people. You're very likely to win.
You're going to get
It's going to be like an exclusive club.
Exactly.
Like, you'll be getting stuff for sure.
Yeah. I feel like everybody's going to get it eventually, all this stuff. And then every month we are also going to another raffle or send off a piece of signed merchandise, whether it's a mug or a shirt or a picture or anything like that. So, again, so for this tier, you get a lifetime supply of free tickets to any of our headlining shows and our Self-Helpless live tour shows. You get the exclusive Helpster shirt, so we know who you are right away, and you guys can find each other at the shows or for meetups or whatever you guys end up doing.
Yeah.
All the individual rewards and a monthly signed piece of merchandise, and this is for $40 a month. So you have the $5 Helpster tier. We love you guys. You guys are
amazing.
Yeah. You get the two bonus episodes a month and then the $40 This Is How We Live Now tier, all the stuff we just mentioned, as well as the two bonus episodes per month. So
yeah.
Yeah, let's make it happen, people. We really want to come on tour.
Yes, we do.
It's turned into Oprah giving away prizes.
Come on. You get a shirt and you get a shirt. Okay.
Yeah. We're very excited about it. Also, like, it's so tough too because, I mean, this goes back to, like, our financial episodes where, like, sometimes I feel weird about money and have all these things. Like, 100%. I don't ever want to make anybody feel like, if they're like, you know what, I love the show, but this just, the Patreon isn't for me. Yeah. Like, we still fucking love you guys. Like,
absolutely.
Even if Patreon's not for you, that's totally fine. And we are just so grateful to have you guys as listeners. So just, you know, do whatever is right for you. If you want to join Patreon, it would mean the world to us.
Absolutely.
But, you know.
We love everybody.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody. And then, all the reviews and emails that you guys send in, it's just all really awesome. And a lot of these things are listener ideas as well. So we like to incorporate you guys into everything that we do.
You're all part of the family.
All of you.
Yes.
Every single one. So some people sign up for Patreon and donate $1 a month. Like, there's no limit. Like, you can do whatever you want if you want to contribute, but you do not have to at all.
Yeah.
We're always going to have the show available, you know, on this platform for free. So cool. So what we like to do on our Patreon episodes is just dive into your emails. And so shall we
get started? We're going to do today. This is like a teaser.
This is kind of a little
Although I don't know, it probably it's a teaser because on Patreon we are far more open
than
we are in these public weekly episodes. Just because, you know, anyone can listen to these. Like my grandma can pop this on just out of curiosity, and she can't do that with the Patreon because she is not willing to give me $5 a month, only on my birthday.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's I want to make that very clear.
Yeah. Let me just tell you, if you guys join Patreon, you will find out which one of us still swallows.
That's a teaser if I ever heard one.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I mean,
I forgot.
I'm just gonna leave that there.
Oh man, and you will be surprised at who it is.
Yeah,
that's a great teaser. Yeah. That was perfect.
Oh my god, that was fantastic.
Yeah, that last one we did was real sexual.
God, yeah, nothing is off limits. Again, yeah. When you send in a question or an advice question, it will be read on these episodes. Like we answer every single one.
Yeah,
And it can be anonymous. We generally we will not say your name unless you specifically tell us. You can say my name.
Exactly. Yes. And like Taylor said, I think at one point it's like a false sense of security for us because mm-hmm. it's a smaller group of people. Like, you know, with the normal show, we have thousands and thousands of people listening, and with our Patreon, it's a much smaller group. So we just feel a lot safer sharing this stuff.
But you know what? It's actually the Patreon is getting bigger and bigger. And I was looking at it the other day. I was like, oh, there's a lot more people hearing these things than I initially pictured.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I picture it's like, oh, it's just us. And I mean, we feel other people. And I'm like, oh, shit, no, this is actually a lot of people that are hearing this now.
Yeah. But it's also exciting. Like, oh, they've accepted us as, you know, who we are.
Yeah.
All of our flaws, if they're there.
Yeah. So it's
like,
they're not our relatives.
You're not judging us for what we
hope
just
not.
Said. Okay.
And so, if you are, you know what? It's your $5. You judge away.
Yeah, sure. You do what you will with that.
You do.
Okay.
You do.
Yeah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, so here we go. This is from S.
Okay, perfect.
Titled, How Do I Even Begin? Hello there, ladies of Self-Helpless Podcast. My name is S, and I have tried to write you an email so many times in these last few weeks, but have not been able to develop the words till now. How do I begin? In parentheses. Get ready, folks. It's about to be a long one. When I found this podcast, I decided it was about time that I started taking care of my mental and physical health after going through many ups and downs this past year with my anxiety and depression. Between doing college full-time, working part-time, and trying to maintain a not-so-successful social/love life, I had put my mental and physical health on the back burner, letting it fry there in the metaphorical oil that was my life for so long that after a while, there was nothing left but charred, crispy pieces.
Ooh,
I felt
such imagery.
Yeah, very great writing. Yeah. I felt so alone in my struggle to overcome these self-loathing thoughts and habits that I wasn't sure I could do it. It wasn't until I listened to your angelic voices of wisdom and hope that I began to see I wasn't alone. Oh my God,
aww,
very sweet.
So nice.
Listening to you all open up about your own struggles with anxiety, depression, perfectionism, and being a workaholic has helped me see that I'm not alone for feeling these feelings and having these crazy thoughts that have overtaken my everyday life for so many years now. In many ways, you have become the invisible support group I've always needed, cheering me on from the sidelines. Okay, I'm going to cry. Your openness alone has not been my only saving grace, but the books and guided wisdom you have recommended has helped me immensely. I am now an honorary feng shui witch. At least I hope I am in Kelsey's eyes.
Yes. I am saluting you Dwight Schrute style through the podcast.
Boom. And have moved my bed away from the wall and have completely drank the Kool-Aid and feng shui'd this shit out of my bedroom.
Yeah, bitch, get that dick. Here we go.
Congratulations. I'm also the proud owner of The Artist's Way. fantastic.
Awesome.
But I will admit, I still have to sit down and read it. It's all in the name of the journey, guys. I feel you. I also have began therapy to help overcome my social anxiety and have seen large improvements since starting.
This is awesome.
Yeah, you're really crushing it out there. For the first time in my life, I feel like I can honestly say that I have begun to see my own self-worth and can actually look in the mirror and not feel like I'm lying when I tell my reflection, you're fucking awesome and worth loving.
Yes.
And true.
So, you know, I write that on my mirror and lipstick.
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
That's just a great quote to have, like, hanging in your home. In true self-help fashion, I credit myself for this growth, but I also want to give some credit to you ladies. Thanks for making me feel like I'm not alone on this forever cycling journey of self-improvement. Though I know the road of self-improvement is a long one that continues to be paved, I feel I am so many steps closer to becoming a person who is better than she was before and is worth continuing to give a fuck about. I understand that I can be a bit dramatic, but Taylor, Kelsey, and Delaney, I don't think I can say thank you enough, but let's watch me try. Thank you, 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 forever and ever. I wish all of you the best of luck in your own journeys of self-improvement. I want each of you to know I am your number one cheerleader who will constantly cheer you on from the sidelines, even when the game is over and everyone has gone home. From the fan who won't stop talking. S. P.S. I don't believe I said I love you, but I love you guys. All right, I'm finished now.
Oh,
jeez. That was just so nice. Sweet.
That's the nice.
That wasn't even an advice one. I feel bad. We just, like, sucked our own dicks
for
a while.
We totally did. And you know what? It felt good.
Oh, my gosh.
Like I said, I'm just pulling random stuff, so we don't know what's about to pop up. Just a heads up. It could be advice question. It could be a shout out, whatever.
Yeah.
I can give this one to Kels.
You know how you were just like writing the lipstick thing on the mirror? At BeautyCon, they gave everybody stickers that you could put on your mirror that says, this should have been the quotable for our self-image episode. It says, you don't need lipstick. Lipstick needs you.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
That is...
I'll never feel that way, but...
Dude, that is killer.
I just thought that was pretty cute.
You don't need lipstick. Lipstick needs you.
Yeah. Oh,
that's hysterical.
My gosh. This is great.
Alrighty. So the next one, this is from Elle. It says, hey, girls. Love this podcast. So my mom had me when she was 19. She was in college, was blackout drunk, and was raped, and that's how I was conceived.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay. Whew.
Yeah.
Wasn't ready for this is intense.
Okay.
While I can't imagine the work my mom's put in to get over this, I am 25 and still struggling over the situation. I was 15 or 16 when I found out. Finding out just left me racked with guilt, asking myself questions like, what if my mom didn't really want me? Oh my God, this is gonna make me cry. This is so intense. I know that this isn't true, but I more just feel like I've labeled myself as being the product of a rape. I can't get over it. I've been in therapy on and off for the last 10 to 14 years, and every therapist gives me no tips on getting over this. I don't want my biological father having this hold over my life and relationships anymore. Any advice would be great. Thank you, girls, for being so open about everything. Love, Elle.
Oh, my God.
Elle. Jesus. I mean, first of all, our hearts obviously go out to you. That is a big thing to find out as a teenager. None of us have been through this, so we obviously can't speak from personal experiences with this. You mentioned in there that... You're questioning like if your mom actually wanted you. Well, she kept you, so that's something, right?
Yeah.
She made that decision to keep you. Mm-hmm. So that alone to me, like if I'm really looking at this objectively, this is a young woman who gets pregnant and she has two choices and she kept you.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, hopefully just focusing more on how wonderful and awesome your mother is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would always be focused on, is what an amazing woman that you come from.
Yeah.
And hope that will kind of overpower the negativity.
Yeah.
Right.
I
can't believe therapists haven't been able to help you more with this. That makes me really, really sad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you've talked to your mom about this at length, and I'm sure she's said a lot of the things that we will probably say, but I'm sure she probably feels like you were this amazing thing that came out of such a horrible situation.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, just to reiterate what Delaney's saying, like, what a badass your mom is. Oh, my gosh. And, I mean... she obviously raised like a very beautiful person who would even feel like guilty. Like that's right. None of that is, you have nothing to feel guilty about. Oh my gosh, that breaks my heart. I'm like having trouble even forming words. Cause we're really not qualified to answer something like that. But right. I mean, I wouldn't spend one more minute wondering if your mom wants you or regrets you or anything like that. That's I'm sure she would tell you the same thing, that that's ridiculous and you have nothing to worry about there.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh. I can't even imagine trying to process something like that. Cause that's
so many, just, I can't even imagine the ups and downs and the roller coaster of emotions with finding something like that out, and what your mom has been through, which you mentioned too. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Like, and the ripple effect of that, where she's saying, I don't want my biological father having this hold over my life and my relationships anymore. I mean, we've talked so much in here about how our childhoods and how we've been raised directly affect how we are in our relationships.
Right.
And that, you know, even at these ages, we're still trying to figure out how to get through those things and be like the best partner we can. And I just, I'm so, so sorry. Like, oh my God, I feel like I can't say how sorry we really are for what you've been through. But it sounds like just the fact that you've put yourself into therapy and like that you wanted to write into us. And it just sounds like you're doing pretty much everything you can to get through all of this pain.
Yeah. Absolutely. And don't be too hard on yourself. Again, talking about you don't want your biological father to have power over you. I understand that feeling of feeling like somebody, you can't stop thinking about something or some mistake that somebody else made that affected you is sort of taking over. Just be gentle with yourself and give yourself the time to think about it as much as you need to. Don't be like, I need to stop thinking about this. I need to stop thinking about this. I need to get over this.
Right.
Take all the time you need. Think about it as much as you need to. Process it at your own speed, because everybody deals with things in different ways. And at some people take, you know, months, some people take years. That's a huge, huge thing that you have to sort of deal with, and just be nice to yourself with that, because it's completely understandable that you feel that way.
And I would say if like one-on-one therapy hasn't really worked, maybe there's some support groups out there
that you can try to find
other people who are going through this too. Mm-hmm. And just,
it's such a specific horrible situation. Yeah. I mean, I haven't heard of something like this before.
But with the internet, I mean, there's gotta be support groups.
Online forums, just anything to just kind of talk to somebody else. Cause I feel like people can tell you things as much as, you know, they want, but like hearing from somebody who's actually been through it is just a whole nother story. You know, when you hear from somebody and like how they've dealt with something that you are going through or about to go through, it's just, I don't know. I feel like you're able to take the advice, you know, more, whatever it might be.
Yes.
I would definitely seek that out. But geez, thank you for opening up about something like that with us.
Yeah. We love you.
We love you. Please keep us updated with, your journey with this.
I was gonna say too, the whole quote that Pete brought in about his whole like rough childhood with his dad leaving, and that his therapist said like childhood is a game that like you feel like you've lost, but you get to now win at adulthood. And that helped me a lot with my own feelings with my dad, where I've been kind of holding on to that feeling of loss of like, man, like why did he fuck up my childhood, why did I, you know, have that taken away from me? But it's like, now I'm an adult and now it's my choice if I want to have a good adulthood. And so with her saying like, I don't want him to have this hold over my life, at a certain point, I think like you'll feel so empowered by just going like, this is my life now and I get to decide how it goes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And logically, you know that you are not responsible for any.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Because it sounds like that's what your mom did. It sounds like your mom went, I am not responsible for this thing that happened to me. And I'm going to live my life the way I want to from now on.
Exactly.
And she wanted to have you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh, I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well,
I wish I could have like prepared more.
Do we have a dating one?
I know. Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Nothing is too light or too heavy to write in, obviously. So yeah. selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. Whether it's, you know, something like this or something about, you know, navigating college or whatever it might be, we would love to hear from you no matter what you're going through. Okay, let's see here.
This is something I wanted to just share from Instagram. I could say her name is Sarah. Sarah sent me a really sweet message. She says, I've been listening to your podcast these last few months and they are stellar. A great way to pass the time. I go back to hear quotables and references to books and all that good stuff. And I'm totally in your boat. Of this is how we live now. As soon as I learn a more effective way to exist, I go for it. I'm moving soon and will feng shui down to my socks. You, Taylor, and Delaney are great people to have in my life in this electric podcast way. I check in every time you all do. What this podcast is becoming for so many people across the country is delightful, inspiring, and important. I feel so strongly that our world needs voices like the three of yours to speak loudly, and the choir of helpsters echoing, yes, sir. I see all your dreams, and which is coming to fruition, and it reminds me that I am on my way there, too.
Awesome.
Please share my words with your gaggle. I also sent the note on the office to the official Instagram, but you got back to me, so I've seized the moment. I don't want to crowd your inboxes. Congratulations on your engagement. Brightly, Sarah. She signed off brightly. How cute is that?
I love that. Gosh, brightly.
Sarah?
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that nice. Was just a really sweet message, which
did
is
we read this one?
Something we do.
Because the other one was just nice compliment.
Yeah, go ahead.
This one?
I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll see.
I don't think so.
Okay, this one's from H. Hi, ladies. I finally caught up on all the episodes, and now I get sad because I can't listen to it every day for an uplifting hour now. Aww. You three are fantastic to listen to. Thank you so much for your real and honest insight into life. Anyway, I need your help. I've been dating a guy for almost a year now. He's wonderful, sweet, and very attractive, in my opinion. I love him, and I've been fully ready to marry him. He's in debt from student loans and isn't making a large dollar amount, and I feel like he can resent me for the money that I make. I make significantly more than him. Ooh, I feel you. His debt keeps him from wanting to take those next steps into marriage, and he can get into these funks when he gets depressed and is completely unreasonable. They last about 2 to 3 days. It usually starts because he can't afford things he actually needs and has severe social anxiety. Anytime he has to spend time with my family or large groups, he freaks out and turns into a completely different person. And when he gets that way, he tends to say things he doesn't mean that are hurtful and make me question our relationship. I'm to the point where I need to decide if I'm going to work with him through his anxiety and depression when they come, or run and wait for someone else who isn't so much work. I love him and he isn't that way most of the time, but it can be exhausting. Do you have any advice for me? I just don't know what to do. Please don't use
my name. That sounds, that sounds like more than a financial issue that's happening.
Yeah,
in the relationship. If there's depression, anxiety that he's not dealing with or taking it upon himself to seek out some therapy, then I don't know if things will really get better if it's not really directly being worked on.
Right.
Yeah. That's money stuff is so hard. And
oh, man,
like we've all talked about it. I mean, I've dated several guys who didn't make as much money as me. And it was like, it sucks to feel guilty about the fact that the person you're with isn't in the same financial situation that you are, or isn't as stable. I don't know exactly what it doesn't sound like he's unemployed. It just sounds like he doesn't make that much money. I've dated people who straight up refuse to get a job. So that's a different situation.
Right.
That being said, I mean, this is someone you're going to marry. Like that's a, you're not asking, should I, you know, stay with him for another month or see how it goes. You said in this email, you've been fully prepared to marry this person.
Right. Yeah.
Marriage is your whole life. It's or a significant portion of it. And you're going to go through a ton of ups and downs financially and emotionally. And if he doesn't handle either of those things well, like it sounds like he is not, to the point where he's a different person around the people you love.
Yeah, or like for 2 or 3 days in a funk, like that's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like you love this person a lot and you're probably not ready to let go of them, which is another thing we've talked about on this podcast a lot.
Yeah.
And we've all been there in those relationships, but it also sounds like maybe you know that it's time to let go. Because you say, like, I just don't know what else to do. And I'm sure you've done everything. And there's really nothing you can do, because if you try to pay for things, he's just going to resent you for that. And the more you, like, try to be okay with it, he's just going to hate himself more. Like, it sucks, but you're sort of painted into a corner right now. And it's about him. It's his own thing. He obviously is having some self-worth issues that are related to the money thing. And he it doesn't sound like he's ready to get married. I don't know if you guys have talked about it. I don't know if that's just something you've been feeling about him. He's not in a position to be getting married, even if he wanted to emotionally. Financially, it doesn't sound like he is.
Be curious to know how old
I'm so this curious. Couple
is. Yes. And what something that stuck out in that email to me is a relationship, something about work, right? Not knowing if it's ready to, like, move on from a relationship that's so much work.
Yes.
I cannot stress enough how effortless a good relationship can really be. Like, it's work, but it is not the amount of work that we have all experienced when a relationship is, it's not a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where every little thing is an issue. Every outing, every situation, every whatever, vacation, anything is just stressful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my God, we've all been on both ends of the spectrum now.
Yeah.
And I don't think your daily life should be that way.
Yeah. I mean, I know that for, like, divorce, for example, one of the biggest reasons people get divorced are financial reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if we had read this email maybe 3 months ago, I would be coming from a different point of view, because in the course of like 6.5 years with Kane, I have seen him at, like, a bunch of different points financially.
Right.
Basically, right before he and I started dating, he had, like, a very steady, well-paying job for a long time, had, like, a big savings account, had a mortgage, all this stuff. And then he and his wife separated, and she took everything. So then, like, the guy I started dating had basically nothing, mm-hmm. and had to kind of build himself back up. And then there were periods of time where he was making more money than I was. And then there'd be periods of time where we were making the same amount. And then there's this, like, chunk of time after we moved here where I was making more than he was. And it was really hard. Like, I would call you guys on the phone and be like, man, this financial stuff is leaking into every other part of our relationship.
Right.
It's crazy how if there's, like, a big imbalance there, man, it affects everything. Absolutely. It was affecting us, like, emotionally. It was stressing him out, and then would stress me out. Especially when you live together, it's kind of like your money is all one. Even if you don't have a joint, like, checking account, it's just if that person needs help financially, that means that it's affecting your money. Mm-hmm. And then you feel resentful, and it's this whole thing. And then fortunately, in the last, like, few months, he got this dream job where he's getting paid so well. And now, if I've decided to, like, take more time off of the road, he's actually bringing in more money consistently than I am. And mm-hmm. It's like the best feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he had thrown me off the trail of proposing to me by telling me he didn't have any money saved. And I truly believed him, mm-hmm. because for a long time I thought, I don't think he does have any money saved, but he was secretly saving up. And just the fact that he went and got me a ring without me knowing, like, mm-hmm. I can't even explain what a big deal that was
right.
to me, and how, like, attractive he became to me. Like, I've always been super attracted to him, but it was this, like, other level of, like, wow.
Yeah.
He saved up on his own, and not only did he save up, but then he wanted to take that money he worked for and spend it on me.
Mm.
Like, that's such a nice feeling. So,
yeah.
And also, Kane wasn't all weird like this dude.
True.
When the money thing was, when the scales had tipped the other direction, like, he wasn't, you know, going into these weird sulky depressions where he resented you.
No,
was still very sweet and supportive and loving, and it doesn't sound like this guy's that. And it's to the point where in your email you said he sometimes gets frustrated because he can't pay for things he needs. If somebody is at a point where they can't pay for things, like, the basics, like, they shouldn't be in a relationship, period. Forget marriage. Like, they're not ready to be in a relationship. A relationship, like Delaney said, it should be easy, but it is still work. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of effort. And it's so much work to get yourself to a place where you are financially stable and happy with what you're doing and comfortable. And but all that needs to happen before you're in a relationship, in the same way that like you should probably have a pretty good idea of who you are and what you want before you go into a relationship,
right?
Because it's just you're building a relationship on nothing. You're building it on sand. Like it's gonna fall apart. You can't do anything about it. And I mean, me and my ex broke up in large part, one of the big issues was he, you know, didn't make enough money, and not for me, but just in general, and would not get a job, like refused to get a job. And it got to a point where I was like, I loved him so much that I was like, I'm gonna, you know, I'll just pay for stuff and we won't go anywhere and it'll be fine. Like I'll just, it'll be fine. You just keep going like, well, I can do this, I can do that, I can do that. And at a certain point I realized like, oh, it's never gonna be enough, because he feels bad about like who I am and what I'm doing is making him feel bad about who he is.
Right.
Right.
And nobody wants to be with somebody who makes them feel bad about themselves, even if you having your shit together is just the thing that's making them feel bad. And you can't like, you can't set yourself on fire to keep somebody else warm.
Absolutely.
So, portable callback.
Yeah. I mean, from the pictures on the email, she looks fairly young.
Yeah.
Right.
If you can't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of somebody
else.
Exactly. Like, you have to take care of yourself first.
Exactly. I was going to say, what it really comes down to is just two people who are taking responsibility for themselves coming together.
Yes.
I'm going to take care of my shit plus some, because now you're in my life, and the same way on the other side. Yeah. I feel like it's really, if you strip it down to its core, it's not even about money. It's about your needs being met. It's about feeling taken care of and feeling okay and feeling like a sense of stability. You know, like if we lived back in the day, it'd be like, can he bring home a boar every night for me to eat? Or am I going to have to go fucking help him out there every day I do the dishes or whatever? Or I don't know, make bark necklaces. I don't know what I'd be doing back then.
But even, you're right. It's about your needs. Bark necklaces, an Etsy shop.
That's what my therapist said. You guys remember that? Where she was like, there's still, no matter like fucking that it's 2018 and like women can be the breadwinner and all that shit, she's like, there's still this very fundamental caveman part of you that wants to have somebody providing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's not, it's not necessarily financially, but at least in other places. Like if the guy cannot be the provider financially, then you need to still feel taken care of in like a lot of other ways.
Yeah.
So if this guy's not making enough money for you, let alone himself or whatever, like, and he's kind of sulking about it, it doesn't sound like your needs are really getting met anyway.
No.
There are two types of people in the world. There are people who let shit happen to them, and there are people who are like, oh, I'm gonna make it happen for myself. And that confidence of like, hey, if something goes wrong, like, I'll just get another job, like, I'll do whatever, like, I'm gonna make it happen. I think all three of us have that where I don't think any of us are worried about, you know, being, you know, penniless or anything like that, because we're like, we're smart, we're capable, we can get some sort of job, it'll be fine. And it sounds like he is letting his insecurity about it just sort of
define him.
Just paralyze him.
Yeah.
And that's something that, I mean, I don't know how young you guys are. Maybe he'll grow out of it, but if that's who he is.
She, a 22-year-old. This is a different. No, this is a different.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know how old you guys are. I don't know. I don't know where he's at in his life, or if he's gonna change or grow out of it or whatever. Everyone, you know, can learn and grow, but you don't necessarily need to be there for that, because there really are so many other people. I mean, Delaney told me so many times in my last relationship, and Kelsey, both of them did. We're like, it does not have to be hard. It really doesn't. And I'm just like sobbing on the kitchen floor, and they're like, it really doesn't have to be this hard. And now I'm like in a relationship where I'm so happy and it's so easy. And I every day I'm like, what the hell was I doing? You know what I mean?
You really
and
don't
I
know.
Think you will feel the same way.
Until you get to that other
you
part.
You don't.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just say, also, like, when we went to that workaholics meeting, how they had you make bottom lines. I feel like maybe you should make a bottom line for yourself your relationship, specifically with money, where it's like, this is what I need in my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like, bottom line. Like, this is what I could live with in terms of being with somebody and be not only, like, taken care of, but actually happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, especially once you're in a relationship, it's easier for things to get a little slippery and kind of like compromise. And I mean, you do need to compromise in a relationship, but you shouldn't be like giving up what your baseline needs are.
Totally. Absolutely. Make a list. There is something very powerful about just saying out loud, I would like this. I mean, I think you said that with Cam, where you're like, I just want a nice Midwest boy with a good family and a good job. And that's exactly what you got. Yeah. That's what I did after my last breakup, where I was like, I just want somebody who has no debt and is like totally fine and even keel and like will travel with me and like all that stuff. And like, poof, it's seriously, it sounds dumb, but like, you can, you can make that happen.
I was gonna say this situation too is like, yeah, maybe you'll take some time apart and end up back together. I was just at a wedding this past weekend where there was a couple who had been broken up for several years and were now back together for a couple years. So if it's meant
were
to
they
be,
the ones getting married, or was
no,
it a different couple?
Not a different couple, but I said
I'm always fascinated by those stories.
Yeah, they dated, I think, either in high school or college, and then broke up for several years and then reconnected and back together. So if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Also, I was gonna say, before you were talking about with Kane, how like things can change so quickly, especially financially, which we've all witnessed. However, before the financial change happened, Kane has done a tremendous amount of work on himself individually.
So
you guys are both in individual therapy. You're both taking responsibility for what you bring to the table and to the relationship. And it sounds like your partner is not even doing that yet. And that, I think, really needs to be addressed.
And that's like boy versus man shit, too. Like, it took Kane a really long time to get to a place where he was even like okay with the idea of going to therapy and okay with the idea of giving up alcohol and being like, okay, I'm actually an alcoholic. This is a problem. You know, he's about to be 32, but he was like 24 when I started dating him.
Right.
So it's like, we've been through a lot of shit and phases and stuff. And sometimes it just takes some time, and maybe he's just not in that place yet.
Yeah. Absolutely. And again, all that to say, I know I was saying like, get out of there, but Kelsey and Kane are a great example of, you know, two people who really love each other and are supposed to be together and have gone through seriously so much, and is part of why I stayed in my last relationship too long. So I was like, maybe it's just like Kelsey and Kane. No, you're not, bitch. No, you're not.
I could have probably been one of those couples that did the whole like start out and then break up for a few years and get back together once like more shit was together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm grateful we didn't. But like, there were, you know, there were definitely some times that was like, shit, this is work. Mm. And I know it's that fine line of like, relationships shouldn't be work, but you have to put work in. And I'm glad with how everything turned out. Obviously, we're like engaged. I'm fucking ecstatic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
this is also a year in.
Yes, that's
true. Pretty early.
That's true. It's just, I think it's also a difference between like dating in your 20s versus once you get a little bit older and you're just like a little bit more aware of who you are. Because we made it through our whole 20s together, which is that's really
hard.
You dated
five different people.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. It was like five different relationships with one another before we got to this one, which now I'm like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. Now this is like very, very good.
Right.
Aww. Yeah.
Well, keep us updated, please.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one is from F, and it says, thank you. Hi, Taylor, Delaney, and Kelsey. My name is F. I am a 22-year-old dude who lives in Central Illinois. I discovered your podcast in the beginning of this year by watching Taylor's Conan set and have been hooked ever since.
Oh, hey, nice. That's great.
Very cool.
First things first,
I generally just want to let you guys know that you have changed my life for the better. Since discovering your podcast, I have started eating better. I lost 15 pounds.
Hey,
congratulations.
Whoa. Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah, I joined a gym. I learned that working two jobs and not taking any time for myself is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I bought an oil diffuser. My house smells like peppermint. It's lovely. I love this guy. The Self-Helpless podcast is something that I look forward to every week. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to record the podcast for us. You ladies are the best. Thank you, your helpster, F.
Aww.
Well, thank you. That is super sweet.
That's really nice.
Very nice.
Is Kira here?
Not quite yet.
Okay, cool.
No.
All right. Let's
we have a couple
see.
More minutes.
By the way, is this episode going to come out before the Kira one?
I think we can do it whenever.
Awesome.
I think
we'll just a little teaser for you guys. Next week, we're having back on Kira Saltanovich, who is one of our first guests. And
she's our first guest.
Is she our first guest?
She was our first
guest. She was our very first guest.
We're having her back on because she's the one who is like an energy reader. I don't even, how did we describe?
A gypsy?
How does she describe herself?
We would have to ask.
Energy.
Russian gypsy.
And she does energy readings.
Energy readings.
And she's amazing. And she read us all so accurately a year ago. And we were like, shit, it's time to bring her back and see if she can sense a difference in any of us, because I feel like we're all pretty different.
Oh, super different. 100%. And we don't know Kira. Like, I know it sounds like we booked her, like, what we really don't. Like, no. The extent to which we know Kira is, like, we get booked on shows with her sometimes, and we're like, oh, that's a really badass female comic that hopefully we can all be like someday.
Yeah.
But we don't. She doesn't know
what's going on in our lives. Like, the only way she can know what's going on is if she's fucking reading this in our bodies. It's nuts.
Yeah. Or listen to the podcast, but I don't think she has the time, because she is a mom and a comedian and all that. Yeah.
And she had been on, we had like 3 episodes out.
That's,
you know,
true.
When she was on. Like, there
very
was
true. Cool.
Okay. So this is from P. This is an episode topic suggestion. It's a dude. He says, hello, ladies. First off, I love the podcast. I started listening after you all were on Bert's podcast. Nice. I saw Taylor when she came to Cleveland, and I am planning on seeing Kelsey in August, too. Woo, that's
sweet.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been debating about sending you all this topic for a few weeks now, and after listening to Patreon bonus episode number 6, I think it may be good for a few other people, too. The topic I am suggesting is loneliness.
Oh, man. Oh, that's a great topic.
Yeah, great idea.
Very much so.
Oh, I want to do that. Let's stop it. Let's do it now.
I know.
Ready now?
I added it to the list.
I love it. I'm 24, but after college, I had to move into a place by myself close to my job and didn't have many friends in the area. I joined a bunch of clubs, but I still struggled to find a close group of new friends in the area and had to face this kind of loneliness for the first time. Oh, man.
Yeah. We've all been there.
It was overall beneficial, and I still struggle with it sometimes because I am pretty extroverted, but I'm sure... I will figure it out when I find a bit more direction in my life. I'm sure that other people are going through something similar, and I have heard of many comedians talk about loneliness on the road, so I feel like you can all relate. Thank you for everything you guys do.
Oh, God. That is such a good topic
it really
suggestion.
Is. And yeah, we've gotten actually an overwhelming response suggestions about loneliness, reinventing yourself, like after college, navigating your way in college, all that kind of stuff, and just all the stuff that goes into it. So this is definitely going to be one of our upcoming episodes about, yeah, I feel it's all the same, like loneliness and like making friends and trying to figure your shit out in a new location. We have so many people that talk to us about like moving to a new city and trying to kind of plant some roots and all that, and it's so tough. But
I fucking hate loneliness, man.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you guys do to get you through that?
Those put on phases? The office.
I know.
Seriously,
like, that is my go-to. Is
yeah,
the office.
We could have talked about that recently, huh?
You guys
put on like a TV show that makes you feel like you're at home, and
yeah. I like a good multicam, something with a laugh track, because you can hop in at any point, and it's like, look, we're all just enjoying this show together.
Yeah,
it's crazy that it sounds like. Sometimes I'll get to hotel rooms and I'm like, look, I just have to find Friends or Seinfeld. I just have to find.
Oh yeah,
I don't even like Friends, but I will put it on to feel less alone.
Yeah.
When I'm traveling, the worst thing is feeling lonely and you're at home. That's my heart goes out to you. That sucks so bad.
I just went through that. Kane was gone for a week, and like the roles reverse. Usually I'm the one on the road or whatever, and he's home being like, fuck, would you hurry up and come home? It's just me and the cats. Yeah. This sucks. And I hate when it's flipped like that. He was gone for a week, and I was just at home like, oh my God, he's only been gone for 20 minutes. And I have a whole week ahead, and it was just the office playing pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
Just the sound of familiar voices, trying to eat things that made me happy. You know,
that was the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Comfort food in the office is how we get through it.
Calling friends, like texting friends, just kind of having a constant, like, little stream of communication with people.
Yeah. I was also going to say, like, for me, with whether it's like going to college, getting out of college, all those like weird transition periods that we all go through, I feel like you have to give yourself at least 2 years. Like, that shit does not happen overnight.
No.
Like, it takes a while to like make friends, and like make friends that you have a real connection with.
Mm-hmm.
As we've all said, it took us years to find each other.
Yeah. Years.
And so it's not going to be something that you can go to a few classes or a few clubs and it happens in a few weeks. Like, you got to be kind to yourself and give yourself the time that it takes to actually develop real relationships.
Yep.
It takes a while, unfortunately.
I was in LA for a year and a half. half before the three of us started working together. And I know that doesn't sound like a super long time, but a year and a half felt like a really long time when I was in LA and like I had a roommate, but she had a real job and was gone all the hours that I was home. And it was such a bummer. And it was such a huge game changer when the three of us started working together. It really was. But you know, you have to be open to it. And I do remember right before the three of us started hanging out, I had broken up with my ex for the second time, the two towers of our breakups. And I remember saying to, I want to say my sisters or maybe my friends from high school, I was like, I need to make some good girlfriends like in comedy.
Yeah. Mm.
Because everything's very surface right now with everybody. And boom, manifested.
How
so
weird.
I know. Crazy. I said it out loud.
You just got to tell people what you want. And just got to tell happens, people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, when it comes, we're going to do a whole episode on college and everything, I'm sure. But I almost transferred schools because I was so miserable in college.
Oh, really? I did transfer schools.
I was so lonely. Yeah. I did too. Yeah.
So it's one of those things where, yeah, if you give yourself a couple years and it's still really shitty, like just as shitty as it was in the beginning, maybe it's time to also leave or look into other things. Yeah. But I am so glad I pushed through those couple years that was tough, because I ended up meeting some of my closest friends in college. I had the time of my life towards the end. Like, it took me about like junior, senior year to feel like, okay, this is my home. Mm-hmm. I feel good here. Wow. You know, it took a long time, and I'm so glad I toughed it out, because I almost didn't. Wow. And I gave myself one summer. I'm like, if I'm not significantly happier after this one summer, I'm leaving. Yeah, I don't even know where I'm going yet, but I'm getting the fuck out of here. And that's when I met, I got a job that I really liked. I lived with a bunch of girls that I had such a great time with. I met one of my best friends. Like, it was an amazing experience, but I had to go through some shit to get there for sure.
Wow. Yeah. It's just like relationships. It's this like reoccurring theme where sometimes for certain people in certain situations, the right thing to do is to get out of the relationship or to transfer colleges.
Right.
And sometimes the right path is that you're supposed to tough it out and get to like the other end of the rainbow on the other side.
Yeah.
But it's so hard when you're in it. Oh my God. I mean, like, and like the hard times with Kane, I'd fucking call you guys. I call friends and be like, I can't tell if this is something I'm supposed to tough through, or if this is like not like I shouldn't even keep trying. I should just stop. And with college, like, I mean, I'm so glad I transferred, because that was 100% the right decision for me.
Too. Yeah. When did you know? Was there like a certain breaking point or like, because I'm sure anybody listening is like, myself, how am I supposed to know? Is there going to be a sign? Am I going to have a feeling? It's going to be intuition.
I knew because I realized I couldn't do comedy where I was, and moving somewhere I couldn't do comedy made me realize how much I needed to do it. So that was it for me. And also, I enjoyed myself more once I realized I was transferring, because I knew pretty early on, like a month in, and I had a teacher tell me like, you should probably stick it out a little longer. And I was like, no, I don't want to. And then I stopped trying to make friends, and I put my headphones in for a couple months and studied and had some fun in class and was like, this is great. I get to leave soon.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
That's great.
That's a great attitude. Yeah. Just like, bye bitches.
Bye.
Jesus.
Yeah. What did you know, Kels?
A big thing for me was realizing that I did want like that big college experience after all. Mm. I initially thought like, oh, I'm cool with going to like a small private university, and then I got there and I realized it was kind of just an extension of high school. There weren't any like big sporting events or just like, I don't know, the pretty typical things you see in movies about college, and I really wanted that experience. And also, I had kind of followed my first boyfriend at the time, and we broke up halfway through my freshman year. And I'd spent the first half of that freshman year basically leaving every weekend to go to where he was, which was like 45 minutes away.
Oh, wow.
And spend the weekend with him. So then we broke up and I knew nobody.
Whoa.
And that's when like sorority started to recruit people, and they were like, hey, like, it's come great way to meet new people. You should come hang out. And so I went over into a sorority and I started living there because my dorm roommate transferred. It was just a clusterfuck of all these things.
Whoa.
The one girl that I had kind of developed some sort of friendship with, she left. So then I really had nobody. She left and I broke up with my boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
So I was like in a different state, knew nobody, totally alone. So then I joined this sorority. I didn't like officially join, but they let me start living in there. And I found out found out like all of those girls were like totally not for me. Just like a lot of really intense binge drinking, which I mean, I did end up doing a lot of binge drinking later on in college. But like my freshman year, this was something I was not ready for and just not my speed. And I do remember at one point being so depressed. I think I mentioned it before. I bought a full loaf of Great Harvest bread. It was like sliced bread. And I ate the entire loaf to myself in my sorority room as I cried. And I thought my stomach was going to explode.
Oh, geez.
Because like bread expands. And I can see Aaron laughing. And it was a cinnamon swirl loaf of bread. And I was just crying. Oh, and I was in so much pain. And I was like, this is bad. Like, it's like your joke about like slamming a sleeve of like Ritz crackers. Yeah. Like, I was trying to fix that loneliness with food. Yeah. I worked at like my college's bakery. I was taste testing everything fresh out of the oven, shoving cookies in my face. That's when I gained, I think, like 15 pounds my freshman year.
Freshman
15.
Good old
and
friend. Good old
and friend. I just, I hit that rock bottom where I was like, this isn't for me. Like,
this was a perfect storm.
I'm not supposed to be here anymore. Okay. Like, wow. I thought I was, and I tried it, and this isn't the right fit. And so I transferred to Washington State University, which was like an hour and a half from where I grew up. It's where all of my friends from high school went. So I just jumped. It was such an easy, like, very easy transition.
Yeah.
All of my best friends were there. I just was trying to be like no, I don't want to go to where all my friends are going.
Right.
I'm going to go to this private school and my boyfriend's going to be 45 minutes away. Like, this is going to be great. And then it just wasn't for me.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, we should probably wrap up because it's 7:26. Okay. I don't know if she's here yet, but.
Okay. Cool. So that's a little taste of the Patreon.
Yeah.
And the Patreon's one we tend to go longer sometimes too when we really get deep into something.
Yeah. We're on a little bit of a time crunch today. Sorry about that, you guys.
Yeah. So thank you so much for all of the emails. We get so many and we read every single one. So keep them coming.
Yeah.
selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. And again, the Patreon tiers, we have the $5 Helpster tier where you get the 2 bonus episodes a month. You have the $40 This Is How We Live Now tier, lifetime supply of free tickets, Helpster shirt, individual rewards from all of us, and
signed
merchandise. So thank you all so much.
And the bonus episodes.
And the bonus episodes, of course. So patreon.com/selfhelpless where you can sign up. Thank you. We love you.
Hold on. I need to plug shows.
Plug shit. Oh,
sorry.
Go for it.
So this is coming out on August 6th. I'm headlining Liquid Laughs in Boise this Thursday, the 9th through the 12th. So if you're in Boise, come out. The next week, I'm headlining Hilarities in Cleveland, the 15th and 16th.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end of the month, we'll be headlining an American Comedy Company in San Diego, August 30th through September 1st. So those are my shows coming up, and I would love if Helpsters came out. So
I have to look at mine, but I know that I am at the Funny Bone in Syracuse, August 30th through September 2nd. That's all I know off the top of my head.
Nice. Awesome. Okay.
And Dicks by Delaney coming soon, literally. Okay. So.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Why won't it